Ela, chapter 2, Mishnahs 7 and 8. Mishnah 7 begins. Lechem Apanim, Molin Bo, Mushu Hukdash. So Lechem Apanim, which is the 12 unleavened wheat loaves, which are arranged on the Shulchan, are subject to Me'ila once they are consecrated. Now, Karem Batanor, at this point they've been crusted in the oven. What happens then? Hukshar li pasel b'tful yom. They are subject to Tumah if a Tful Yom touches them. Oh, b'mechusar kippurim, or someone who's lacking Purim touches them. Ul hisader al gabe shulchan. Or once they've been crusted, they can now be used as lechem apanim and put on the shulchan. When lechem apanim is placed on the shulchan, also some lavona is placed next to it. So at the end of the week, after it's been on the shulchan for a week, karvu habazikin. At that point, the spoon of lavona are offered on the altar. And at that point, chayavin alav mishum pigol noser v'tamei, the lechem apanim are subject to pigol or to noser v'tamei, v'ein bo mi'ila. However, mi'ila does not apply to them because they can be eaten by the kohanim. Mishnah 8, hamenachos molim bahem mishukdashu. The mincha offerings are subject to mi'ila from when they are consecrated. And there are various different types of minchas. The one that we'll be dealing with here is one which the kometz is burnt on the altar, but the remainder is eaten by a kohen. Kaju bakeli. So they basically what happens with the mincha is that they are consecrated, sort of their equivalent of the shechita for an animal is when they are consecrated by putting them into the sacred vessel. At that point, huchsheru li pasel b'tful yom, they become subject to disqualification if tful yom touches them, uv mechusar kippurim, or somebody who's lacking purim touches them, uv alina, or if they're delayed, if it takes too long to do their full offering. However, kara b'kometz, once the kometz is offered on the altar, chayav and alav mishum pigol noser v'tamei, at that point, this mincha, the iser subject, is subject to the iser of pigol, or noser, or t'tamei, v'ein molin b'shirayim. However, there is no mi'ila with their leftovers. Aval molin b'kometz adjiyete lebet hadashim. However, the kometz, which was brought on the altar, that mila does apply until it goes out to the places of ashes.